80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. Well, good morning. It is Tuesday. It is November 5th, and it is Election Day today. If you did not early vote, today is the day to get to the polls to vote. Hopefully you know where you're supposed to go, and you're going to do just that. Just vote, and then we'll see where everything pans out. Been talking about this for what seems like forever, doesn't it, for it to actually get here. So we'll see how things go. There is a couple of things you need to keep in mind. Don't forget, you cannot wear any merchandise or any material that says anything about a particular party or a particular candidate when you go to vote. You're not allowed to do that. So just leave it at home. Leave the pins at home, the hats, the T-shirts, the jackets, whatever it might be, because you'll be told to take it off, and you don't need to get all bent out of shape that you didn't know, because it's always been that way. Okay? So let's get out there. Hopefully it's a safe and up election, and we'll see what happens.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day, yeah, yeah.
Place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
think it was Prince, 1999, 105.7 CFW. Mike, along with you on this Tuesday morning. All right, let's see, get things started. It's due every morning with a feel-good story, and this is a good one. Patients at the Barbara Bush Children's Hospital in Portland, Maine, scored big time as the nonprofit group called Project Pinball Charity just delivered a fancy Marvel Avengers-themed pinball machine to the hospital. The pinball machine, featuring Marvel characters, was installed to bring, what they said, a sense of normalcy and joy to the kids that are at the hospital, introduce pinball therapy to relieve stress and support the young patients and their families. I'll tell you, there is nothing, in my book, there's nothing better than pinball. I am old school pinball guy all the way. What a cool thing this is. This donation was the latest from Project Pinball Charity. And it's not the last. They've donated 79 pinball machines to children's hospitals and Ronald McDonald houses over the last 12 years all over the country. And they said they have no plans of slowing down anytime soon. So, once again, Project Pinball Charity. What a cool thing. I don't know. I'm going to go look them up. And if they take donations, I'm going to donate some money to them. What a cool thing.
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Looking for your dream home or the perfect investment? Whether it's a peaceful lakefront retreat or a cozy country escape, Royce Roberts at Edina Realty has you covered. Turn your real estate dreams into reality. Google Royce Roberts Realtor and start your search today.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs. And trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries. And she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish pics and videos.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay's where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay's my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
We'll be right back. Henley Boys, the Summer, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s. More Mike McKay along with you. Scientists say that there is something happening to our universe. And I will tell you what it is in about 15 minutes. And no, it doesn't have anything to do with it being Election Day. Although, who knows?
Close your eyes, give me. Thank you.
radio with the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
CFW, the power of love. There goes Huey Lewis in the news. Through the Civic Media app, got a text a few minutes ago that said, Mike, I listened to you for years on that other radio station that we were at. We'd get up every morning listening to you. Just absolutely loved listening to you over the years. Such a comforting voice and such a great person. And then about 5 months ago, my husband said, check this out. Look who I found on the radio. And he said it was you. I'd never listened to 105.7 WCFW. He told me that he just happened to come across the station and you were there. And we have been listening every morning again. What a great, great re-edition to the Chippewa Valley. Thank you so much for sticking around and being with us all these years. Chastity. Chastity, it's my pleasure. I'm glad your husband found me, and I'm glad that you decided to come on back and listen to me. And it touches me. Thank you. I appreciate that. Here's the Cars. Good morning. 105.7 CFW.
Wasting all my time, 'cause 'cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair.
Claire Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
Keeping you in sight.
1057 CFW, REO Speedwagon, Mike McKay along with you. Good morning, happy Tuesday, happy election day. If you're just getting your day started and you did not early vote, today is the day to get yourself over to the polls and make sure you cast your votes, all right? Check this out. Scientists say the latest data shows that the universe, our universe, is expanding, but they say it's always expanding, but they claim that it's expanding way too fast. And right now, I know, and right now scientists say they don't know why. I'm not a scientist, but I know why. It's all those extra pieces of pizza and garlic cheese bread, because I know that's what is happening to me.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
SureTight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years. They specialize in residential and commercial projects. From siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
Special Order Business is back at Economy Furniture. Choose from great brands like FlexSteel, England, and Best Home Furnishings. You choose the style, you choose the fabric, we'll have it in your home in 4 to 6 weeks. Get yourself a new recliner, new sofa, or a new sectional now at Economy Furniture. Don't forget, we're the Chippewa Valley source for power lift recliners and therapeutic mattresses. Economy Furniture, rocking and reclining since 1950.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Todd Albaugh,
former Senate Majority Leader for the state of Wisconsin, Republican Dale Schultz. You are endorsing Kamala Harris and Tim Walz for President and Vice President of the United States, respectively.
It's time to stand up and point out to people that Donald Trump should never, ever, ever be allowed anywhere near power, because the lack of humanity is just that significant. People need to know they can count on their leaders. And I'd like to point out Liz Cheney has made the same comment. I'm just proud of the fact that Liz Cheney right away stood up and said, this is probably one of the most important things I'll ever do. A real inspiration and a real leader.
And I think there's a lot of folks out there who are like, you know what? I'm still a Republican.
It's okay to sometimes be an American before you are a partisan.
Hear more of the Todd Albaugh Show on 93.5 FM, The Tap, or live with the Civic Media app, weekdays noon to 2.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction, raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. It's Election Day in Wisconsin, and voting across the state is underway. The polls opened at 7 a.m. this morning and will remain open until 8 p.m. Voters who don't know where their polling place is can check with their clerk or online at myvote.wi.gov. If you haven't registered to vote yet, you can still register at your polling place today. Voters must bring an accepted photo ID with them, and if you're registering to vote, you'll also need to show proof of residence. If you're still in line when the polls close at 8 p.m., stay in line as you will still be allowed to vote. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, Senator Tammy Baldwin, and the Department of Natural Resources have announced over $273 million in funding to improve drinking water quality across the state. The funding will be provided through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program and will be distributed to 86 municipalities around the state. The funding is meant to aid in the replacement of lead pipes and fight PFAS contamination. Additional state funding for PFAS cleanup is currently being held by the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee. A number of local businesses have already opened in their new Chippewa Falls location. The Market on River project has been in the works since the Wisconsin Farmers Union purchased the downtown building in 2022. The building will eventually feature a number of restaurants and shops when those businesses officially open their new doors, but having any businesses opening now is a welcome sight for residents. The building will also serve as the new headquarters for the Wisconsin Farmers Union and features apartments on the top floor. An Eau Claire man involved in a drug trafficking organization has been sentenced to prison. According to court records, 27-year-old Mario Aviles was part of a methamphetamine, fentanyl, and cocaine trafficking organization in Eau Claire, allegedly run by his uncle, Hector Jimenez Sosa. Aviles was sentenced to 2 years in federal prison for distributing fentanyl and methamphetamine last week after pleading guilty. A confidential informant reported buying 60 grams of methamphetamine and 20 fentanyl pills from Aviles in September of 2023. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be cloudy and breezy with rain likely today. We could end up with a quarter to a half inch or more by the time it winds down this evening. High today in the low 50s. The wind will be northeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, 37. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 50. By Thursday, sunshine with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48. CFW.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price.
says Rockwell, somebody's watching me. 105.7 CFW. That is, you're paranoid, dude, but you're probably right. Because no matter what we do, no matter where we go, there's always a camera. There's always a microphone. There's always the internet. Every keystroke, they're there. Aren't you glad that I'm really getting you up and ready to go on this election day, aren't I? It's Mike McKay along with you. All right, it's not that bad. Not that bad, really. Here's Journey, Separate Ways, 105.7 CFW. Good morning.
Identify yourself.
WCFW FM and WCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.